and your wife doing?
Hey guys, we're doing great. We're spending a lot of time at home. Get to spend a lot of time with our new son, which is a little bit of a bright spot that we get to do. So, besides all this chaos that's going on, that's a positive that's going on in our life. So we're doing really good. And appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem. So he was born on St. Patty's Day, the 17th. So is the middle initial L for luck? Is it Lorenzo Luck Jensen? Is this true, Nick?
Yeah. You know, it's a little coincidental, though. That was actually a name my wife had originally come up with. She really liked it. And his original due date wasn't until about the 26th. So it really didn't have anything to do with St. Patty's Day. It was just pure coincidence that it just happened to fall on St. Patrick's Day, and it was kind of it's kind of cool that it did, actually. So we didn't name it just because he was born on St. Patrick's Day, but it was definitely funny that it ended up that way.
Nick, humans are creatures of habit. We all are, particularly athletes, particularly hockey players, and you've been at this for a long time since you were playing in the USHL. So this is throwing off your routine. What do you do to try to keep some normalcy going?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely new for me. This is kind of new for everybody, though. You know, like people in hockey, people out of hockey. So everyone's kind of getting thrown the loop here a little bit. But as far as for me, I kind of a little bit have the past month with the quarantine and everything. It's kind of the same feeling as the end of the season a little bit, where you kind of take a break from hockey. But at the same time, it's not quite to that level, because you know we're still pretty much all the guys are, we're still training, we're still kind of trying to maintain in shape to see what comes after this whole craziness dies down, what the league decides to do, if we want to continue the season and whatnot. So I mean, as far as what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to stay busy, you know, around the house. There's stuff that I have time to do, so that's good that I can kind of keep busy, so I'm not going insane inside the house. But obviously, being a new dad is a lot of responsibility. So I'm watching after Lorenzo a lot for these last 3 weeks. So I've been filling a lot of time with that, and then trying to stay in shape as much as I can, but not really overdoing it where I'm killing myself for no reason. So that's kind of been the routine that I've been up to since the season kind of took a suspension there.
We are with Nick Jensen talking about Lorenzo, talking about the shutdown. Want to get into your time with the Capitals and the 7 games of playoff hockey, your first in the NHL that you did play last season, but we want playoff hockey for this year. One of the ideas I'm sure you've heard about, Nick, is, you know, the hot housing in North Dakota to finish the regular season, maybe get everybody to 72, then start a playoff format that may or may not contain 16 to 22, maybe 24 teams. Would you be open to that? You'd have to say bye to Lorenzo for a bit if it was June or July, just to get things back up and running. Has this idea come to the PA yet? I'm sure you've heard about it. Let me ask you what you think about it.
I guess first of all, I haven't really heard. I haven't been looking too much into the ideas, the rumors or whatnot that have been thrown around. So that idea is somewhat new to me. I don't know if other guys have been thrown around, maybe know that idea, but that hasn't come through our team yet. And like as a group, we haven't talked about that at all. So that's a new idea for me. I don't know if anyone else on the team has heard about that. As far as what I think about it, I think finishing the season, personally, I think it's a good thing. Like, it's just so much, you look back on the regular season and what every team went through, all that's kind of getting ready for playoffs, and that's what it's all about every year. It's a marathon to the end of the season, and then that final push to make playoffs. And, you know, when you end the season short like that, it's just kind of all for nothing, you know. And a lot of teams made a lot of moves, and a lot of guys did a lot to put themselves in a position to make a run for that Stanley Cup, and to just have it all be for nothing kind of sucks. So I think it would definitely be a good thing if we were to able to finish the season in some format and be able to get a playoff and declare a winner in some manner. So I mean, that's my thought on it. As far as how that plays in to I mean, you go the later you go throughout the summer, the later that leads into next season, and all of a sudden it's, we're looking at, you know, having playoffs, and then, you know, you get a month off, and then it's back to the regular season, and that can be a bit of a grind. I know that from, you know, experience, but yeah, I'm not really 100% in on any idea yet, but I do like the idea of, you know, being able to finish in some factor manner the season and playoffs.
Nick, we all start playing hockey in front of just family and friends, and that's it. It's pretty much an empty arena. So we have all of us have that in our hockey DNA. What would that be like to play a high-level NHL hockey with no actual fans there? And how much in an average game do you even notice the fans, Nick?
Yeah, I don't really know what it would be like, to be honest. It would definitely be weird because I feel like it would be a little bit relaxed, which is not necessarily a good thing. You know, I think as players, we feed off the crowd and we feed off that energy, and it's something we're so used to during a game because it's in pretty much every game we play that we're, you know, we've never played without it. So I think if we were to play without it, I think we'd realize how kind of a big of a energy aspect the fans add to the game. So, I mean, if we were to play in front of no fans, I think it would be a little bit more relaxed, a little bit. A little bit more like a summer hockey league type deal where I don't want to say where guys don't care as much, but where it's more, you know, a little bit more carefree, but that's not necessarily a good thing. So I don't really know what it would be like, though. It would definitely be something interesting. I know some sports have probably done that. I know my father-in-law put on wrestling, the WWE thing on the other day, and there was like these, you know, I grew up watching some of the wrestlers like that, and the fans are, you know, 50% of what the whole thing is about, the fans cheering and everything, and watching those guys do that with no fans is kind of weird. You know, they're trying to pump up the crowd and there's nobody in it. So I think that, I think that's like a perspective that you kind of get when there's no fans at the game.
Yeah, I mean, no fans and playing is better than no fans and not playing. I think that's the part that we would like to, unfortunately, experience.
Definitely.
If it means it coming back. And, playing in front of six people, that's like our beer league team, whether it's in the winter, Nick. You know, sometimes the guys get some of their wives to come, so our attendance reaches 8 on a very good night. But for the most part, there's nobody there. So we're used to it, but nobody should probably watch some of that stuff anyway. You played in the playoffs in the AHL, going back to your USHL days, but all your playoff experience came last year as a member of the Capitals. The series didn't go how you wanted. But what was that like? It was a great series from a hockey fan perspective. We all talk about playoffs. We want it so bad this year in any way, shape, or form. What was playoff hockey like for you last year, your first taste of it as a member of the Caps?
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting. You know, I remember how nervous I was when I first played in just my first NHL game. And, like, I was so nervous, and I got out there and kind of fed off that nervous, excited energy. But and then after I kind of settled in and got a lot of games under my belt, this, you know, playing that first playoff game kind of brought me back to that day. All that hype leading up to it, everyone always talking about how playoff hockey is just a total different beast. And they're right. You know, you play all season long at a high level against good players, against good teams, and it's hard. And then you go to playoffs, and it steps up a whole new level. And I definitely saw that, but it was some of the funnest hockey I've ever played. And it's because of that next level aspect of it that kind of makes it so exciting, and everybody just feeds off each other, and the other team's playing top level hockey, and then, you know, your team is doing the same thing, and it was really fun. I wish you could have played more of it.
Yeah, it was a great series. Who knows what the future will bring? Well, at least you've got some more time with Lorenzo. Congratulations on that. I hope baby and wife are doing well. Thanks for joining us on the Power Play. Stay well, Nick, and hopefully see you back on the ice, whether it's back in D.C. or North Dakota or the prairies somewhere sometime soon. Thanks for this.
All right, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Nick Jensen of the Washington Capitals. And the one good thing, it's a minor good thing, but if it was normally March and the playoffs were starting, he would have had a few days at home, right? Mick, you've been through it, I've been through it, and then he's basically gone for the 2 months anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So he's getting this time with his son at this age that would be gone. Now, there's some dads that, you know, don't want to be around it. The modern dad, though, Mick, does change diapers and do all the things that maybe the Fred Flintstone dad of yesteryear did not do, right?
That's right. Just hang outside with the cigar. Bonnie, here's your cigar. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Now, can you just picture the last time you changed the diaper? Like, can you remember?